Proclamation number 8491 of 9th of May, 1963. Feeding souls with the right food. Your soul must constantly receive the bread of heaven. It must draw the living water from the spring if it wants to recover and mature, for it needs nourishing food and a revitalizing drink. And I am always ready to give it this nourishment if only you come to my table to take supper with me, if only you always find yourselves where I offer you food and drink. If you listen to me as I speak to you, and my gifts will never be sparse, but you may take in abundance what my fatherly love offers you. For you must not let your soul go hungry and only think of your body, for it is transient but the soul is everlasting, and therefore its condition shall be improved as long as you live on earth. And when I myself give you food and drink, it means that I myself speak to you, that you listen to my word which teaches you love. And if you now follow my word so that you are not only hearers but doers, then your soul will revive. It will mature and reach perfection for the purpose of which it lives on earth as a human being. But how do you want to fulfill your earthly task if you only pay attention to what serves your body's well-being? You only live in the world and completely neglect your spiritual task. Your soul will leave the body in the same state as it entered it. It will enter the kingdom of the beyond, miserable and meager, for it had to live in want during its earthly life and was therefore unable to mature. It was deprived of nourishment. It never came to my table to be fed and watered by me. It passed by all gifts of grace without making use of them, and one day it will bitterly regret this. Yet I cannot force you humans. I can only instruct you and ensure that you take notice of my word, that you hear my address one day, that the great gift of grace is offered to you one day, which you now only need to use. Your pilgrimage is long and you will often sink down on the path without strength and long for proper refreshment, and then you should also give it to your soul, and truly, you will continue your earthly path strengthened and time and again go to the spring in order to strengthen and refresh yourselves anew. And once you have been my guests, whom I myself was able to feed with my word, with the true bread of heaven, you will soon no longer enjoy any other food, for you will feel the benefit of food which your soul needs and never want to miss it. And then you will no longer need to worry that you will not be able to fulfill your earthly task. For you will be powerful and comply with my will, your soul will constantly join me more and more, and in the heartfelt bond it will receive ever more strength. It will completely transform itself into love and become again what it was in the beginning, a divine being which, in full possession of light and strength and freedom, can work and create in my kingdom. And therefore you humans should always abide by my word. You should desire to hear me and open your ears and heart so that I can give you what you need. For my word is the right nourishment which comes from heaven, without which your soul can never recover, for it is still weak and imperfect at the beginning of its embodiment as a human being, and it shall mature and perfect itself during earthly life. And where I myself now open up a spring from which the living water, my word, flows out, there the soul can and will also be able to refresh itself at any time. For this spring is still pure and clean, the water of life is not yet exposed to contamination, it flows brightly and clearly and has a revitalizing effect on the soul which refreshes itself from it. And if you humans receive my word directly, you need not fear any contamination either. You will receive knowledge from me in utmost truth which signifies light for you, which breaks through the darkness in which you humans live like a ray as long as you don't let me kindle such a light for you. Do not walk in the night but seek to reach the light of day. Do not accept all kinds of food, but let yourselves be fed and watered by me myself. And do not shy away from the path to the source if you want to be sure to receive unadulterated spiritual knowledge, which is truth because it originates from me myself. And truly, your earthly path will not be an idle one. You will strive towards the goal and also come ever closer to it. For I myself call you to my table. I invite you as my guest to take supper with me. And I will truly offer you the right food and the right drink. I will nourish your souls so that they need not starve. Amen.